The Southeast is going through a historic drought right now. Although the Tampa Bay area is suffering, it's not as ominous as conditions are in South Florida or in Atlanta. Nevertheless, conservation has become the mantra throughout the country. And in Tampa, one way to do that is to improve the distribution of reclaimed water for irrigation and other non-potable uses. The city of Tampa introduced a reclaimed water project years ago, but its paltry compliance rate has somewhat been a source of embarrassment. Now, the city is aggressively trying to expand the program beyond the South Tampa region, as the city's Public Works and Utilities Director, Steve Dagnalt, explained today.
We've implemented an online permitting process. We've revamped the website, and we've done enhanced outreach. We've had direct mails to current and potential customers advising them of the reduced rate, and that has been very helpful. You'll see that in a minute. We have a program on CTTV. We've used the media. We've gone through the various department and city newsletters, and we've worked with the various homeowners associations, and we'll continue to do that outreach, try to get folks hooked up onto the system, the current system.
Known as the STAR Project, when it was introduced earlier this decade to residents on Davis Islands, Hyde Park, and the West Shore Business District, only 5,300 citizens initially signed up for the $56 million project. But that was a different time ago. Dagnalt now says the city has plans to connect reclaimed water to other parts of the city and to some of its biggest customers, such as Tampa International Airport, the University of Tampa area, and along Bayshore Boulevard. And he talked of incentives in getting those high-end users online.
What we're thinking is that their rate may be very low for the first 5 years, then a little higher the second 5 years, and then the last 10 years at a little bit higher, and then after 20 years, they would go back to paying what everyone else is.
Councilman Charlie Miranda said he had no problem with offering discounts to large customers, but wants those businesses to sign up for a certain amount of gallons of reclaimed water based on what they're using now. And Miranda also said the city needs to canvass neighborhoods in Tampa to determine the interest amongst residents for the product.
Once we meet the level that we can put the lines in, I certainly feel that the residents of the city of Tampa should have their first opportunity to have reclaim in their home.
Councilman John Dingfelder said he believes the city's water department needs to set goals and objectives up for the Reclaim Water program.
I think we need to establish what our goals are for 08. And then at the end of 08, did we reach those goals? And if we didn't reach those goals, because if you look on the agenda, the other part of the agenda item, which I'm sure Mr. Smith is here to talk about, is, you know, the possibility that we would mandate that those residents, at some point in the future, that if we don't start hitting those goals and getting up closer to 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 families on the system, then we might need to mandate that the homes that we go in front of sign up.
Dingfelder said he didn't want to talk about such a mandate now, but thinks the city should seriously consider it in a few years' time. City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern said she thought spending money on increasing the accessibility of reclaimed water throughout the city was important, but expensive. She said she wanted to talk about conservation.
But the cost of putting in all that infrastructure, I'd like to see what would it be if we were going to instead give people that money toward landscaping.
Mulhern asked that the city could subsidize citizens for foregoing a green lawn.
I'm willing to bet that it would be cheaper to move toward having, you know, zero water use for your landscaping. And, you know, that's a long project too, but I don't see that anywhere in our plans. And I'd like to see that it's at least in tandem with this, but also as a way to, you know, have the goal be to not even to need that reclaimed water for landscape.
City Councilwoman Linda Saul-Senna said that